Tony McNamee was the hero as Milford came from behind to see off Killeavy and reached the Ulster Intermediate Championship semi-final on Sunday afternoon at Deathly Athlete Grounds. Milford struggled to impose themselves on proceedings in the first half, and Paul Quinn's goal helped Killeavy into a 1-6-0-6 lead at half-time. Donald Milford came out strongly at the second half and registered the first 2 points, but Killeavy fought back, and when Donald O'Neill put them 4 points ahead in the 43rd minute, it wasn't looking good. Dara Black then blazed a shot over the bar before Tony McNamee buried one in the bottom corner. Milford got on top in the middle sector, and Cahill McGeady scored a good free before Kane Barrett kicked a lovely point. Milford then had two goals disallowed. Tony McNamee going round the goalkeeper but was then blown for over-carrying, while Kane Barrett was adjudged to have been in the square when he punched Cahill McGettigan's goal to the net. That left Milford at 1 point ahead going into the closing exchanges, but Paddy Hannaway equalised in the 59th minute. Then Tony McNamee went up the field and was allowed too much space by the Killeavy defence, and he curled over. Milford were trying to hold on, but in the 62nd minute, Conor O'Neill, the talented centre-half forward from Killeavy, curled over a lovely shot, and it looked like we would go into extra time. However, McNamee had other ideas, and he swung that trusty right boot one more time in the 64th minute to put Milford 1 point ahead. The referee had only allowed 3 minutes of injury time, but he actually played six, and it was a nervous finale for Milford, but they just about held on to reach the semi-finals. Full-time score here in the Athletic Grounds, Killeavy 112, Milford 113.